they were one of the most successful folk rock duos of the 1970s.
Moving on down the Tarkio Road, headed up to Creed, Nebraska. Trying my best to set the highway on fire, but my bicycle won't go no faster. Tarkio Road.
Michael Brewer and Tom Shipley, Brewer and Shipley, are still making music together more than 50 years after they first teamed up. They'll play a concert here in Springfield. Brewer says it's the first date they've played here in a long time. Next Saturday, April 20th, at the Fox Theater on Park Central Square. In a phone conversation this week, I asked Michael to talk about how he and Tom first got together.
We both ended up as staff songwriters for A&M Records when it was a brand new label. And we didn't plan to be a duo, but we'd go into the studio and record demos on our songs for the record company to pitch to other artists. It didn't take long to realize for ourselves and A&M that we kind of had our own thing happening. So the A&M said, well, why don't you guys record your songs? So we did. That's how our first album, Down in L.A., came about. And that's when we became Brewer and Shipley.
And last year was the 50th anniversary of that album.
Yeah, but we've been together 52 years.
Right. And still smoking, your tour says, this year's tour. The duo's third album, Tarkio, came out in 1970, and it contained what Michael Brewer to this day insists was a fluke, a lark, a novelty number, but it has had long-lasting effects in music and pop culture.
One toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe. The train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line.
When One Toke hit so big, I mean, it peaked at number 10 on Billboard in April of 71. Were you guys prepared for that? I mean, how did it change your careers and your lives?
Well, I got to say that it came as a big surprise to us because we hadn't even planned to record the song. We literally wrote the song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh. And the first time we performed at Carnegie Hall, we were opening for Melanie, and we went over really well. We had a few encores. We basically ran out of songs, so we thought, well, let's do that new song. And we did, and everybody just loved it. And the president of the record company we were with came backstage, and he says, oh, you gotta record that. You got to add that to the album. We were working on an album called Tarkio. And so it kind of took us by surprise, but so we recorded it. And then the record company decided to release it as a single, and it went shooting up the charts, and we were in big trouble with the Nixon administration.
Right.
Yeah, he took offense. He tried his very best to have our song banned. Well, Randy, you got to remember, this is when Richard Nixon had the FCC threatening radio stations with their licenses if they didn't censor so-called drug lyrics in rock and roll. And it was ridiculous because, I mean, that even included Puff the Magic Dragon, John Denver's Rocky Mountain High. You know, it was ridiculous. To us, it was the equivalent of burning books. But thanks to some brave radio station heads and people who wanted to hear the song, they played it anyway.
Well, there were stations that wouldn't because of the vaguely, supposedly druggy lyrics, but it didn't hurt you any.
No, everybody thinks it probably would have gone to number one had it not been for the controversy.
That may be true. Being placed on President Nixon's White House enemies list is a badge Michael Brewer and Tom Shipley continue to wear with pride. Now, at the same time the controversy surrounding One Toke was peaking, the song was performed on, of all places, the Lawrence Welk TV show. Welk had two of his squeaky clean vocalists sing it, and Welk actually referred to the song as a modern spiritual. Did anyone ever explain to Lawrence Welk what the song really was about?
I have no idea.
I love that story.
Well, we were in London at the time, so we didn't see it and didn't even believe it. You got to be kidding me. Lawrence Welk played it, and he referred to it as a modern-day spiritual. Well, it's gospel to us, I'll put it that way.
Exactly. Yeah. And to a whole generation, really, I think.
Yeah.
After well over a decade of writing, performing, and touring, the two Missouri residents got off the road and pursued various personal interests. Michael Brewer continued to make music with colleagues like Linda Ronstadt and Dan Fogelberg, while Tom Shipley became a television producer-director, eventually starting his own video production company, Tarkio Communications, which has produced projects for PBS, commercial TV, and industry. Shipley later founded the Oral History of the Ozarks Project, a nonprofit organization producing documentaries about life in the Missouri Ozarks. In 1986, a classic rock station in Kansas City asked Brewer and Shipley to reunite for a special concert to celebrate the station's first birthday.
Well, yeah, we've been together ever since then. Actually, it was I can't even say we went our separate ways. We'd been on the road forever. You know, we were on the road before we even got together. We both came from the folk circuit. That's where we met. Eventually, was playing, you know, coffee houses across the country as solo artists, and then we both ended up in L.A. But we didn't really go our separate ways. We just needed a break, and Tom had other interests he wanted to delve into. And eventually we decided, well, you know, we need to start doing some shows again. And we did. It was really fun, and we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, of course, it helps that you both live here in Missouri. So
that's true. Well, we live about 3 hours apart, so really
right.
The only time we see each other is when we both show up for a show.
And so you've been doing that full-time basically since then. How many concerts do you do a year?
Oh, you know, Randy, it totally varies. We don't tour anything like we used to, because that's why we ended up taking a 5-year break, because we were just burnt out. You know, living on the road is awful. You know, we like to have real lives, too. You know, we both have wives and kids. And when you're just living on the road, it's, you know, that's just not a way to live.
I always think about the fact that, my God, it goes back 50 or more years. Did any rock and pop acts, when they first started, think they'd still be doing it 50 years down the road?
I don't think it ever even enters anybody's mind. You know, you're just doing what you're doing at the time, you know, and sometimes it just keeps on going. Well, our friends, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, they've been together as long as we have.
Right.
They got together the same year we did.
Well, you're going to keep it going?
We're going to keep doing it until somebody makes us stop.
Well, as long as you're enjoying it, as long as you feel good physically, I mean, why not?
Well, exactly. You know, and we've been together for so long. We've got a whole lot of albums, and, you know, we have a lot of fans, and we like making the fans happy. There's nothing like the smiling faces on the fans. You know, that's the main reason we do it.
So what can fans expect to hear from Brewer and Shipley when they play the Fox Theater in Springfield on April 20th?
We just kind of start at the beginning and go to the end. We'll do everything we think we can remember.
Right.
You know, that's pretty much it. Tell stories. People like stories because we've got a lot of stories to tell, you know, after being together 52 years. And, yeah, people like the stories, and fortunately they like the songs. You know what? We have young people coming to our shows now, too, coming with LPs. I don't even know where they got them, eBay maybe, or, you know, used record stores. But and it's not just one toke over the line. It's not even one of their favorites, which makes me happy. You know, they're actually knowledgeable about our...
Your entire catalog. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a whole lot more to Brewer Shipley music than one toke over the line.
That's right.
That was just kind of a novelty song.
It's funny, those are the ones that hit the hardest sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Well, who would have guessed that after all these years, that thing would still be played all over the world. It's in movies and on TV. It's in books. The phrase itself has literally become part of the vernacular. Well, here's a perfect example. A few years ago when the new Pope was getting ready to move into the Vatican, but the old Pope was going to remain living in the Vatican, Stephen Colbert did a thing one night, and he says, folks, for the first time in 700 years, we're going to have two popes in the Vatican. Does that mean we're one pope over the line, sweet Jesus, one pope over the line?
Yes, I remember him doing that. Michael Brewer says he and Tom Shipley are excited to play a concert at the historic Fox Theater.
You know, it closed for a long time, and then I think it was a church, and then reopened, and yeah, it's a great old theater, and we haven't played in Springfield in decades, I swear, you know, so we're looking forward to it.
That's Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. They'll be performing at the historic Fox Theater, 157 Park Central Square, at 7 p.m. Saturday, April 20th. General admission tickets $20, produced by Fernando's Productions. Opening act will be 83 Skidoo. For information, call the History Museum at 831-1976 or purchase tickets online at 417tix.com.